פרק ה' משנה ה' היד רבי יוחנן בן גדגדו על החרשה שהסיעה אביה שהיא יוצא בגט. רבי יוחנן בן גדגדו said Ades about the following thing. A chareshes, a tana who was a deaf mute that was married off by her father. Now, even though a chareshes who marries herself off, it is only an assumed rabbana since she does not have das. But in this case, where she is a tana and she is married off by her father, since her father has das, this is an assumed daraisa that she can be divorced with the get. Now, even though she has no das, and once she is married, she is out of the reshus of the father, so she has to be the one to be makabel the get. And the nesu'in was the raisa, even so, the husband can divorce her with the get, as you do not need the das of the isha for a get, as an isha is divorced even against her will. So therefore, even though the nesu'in is the raisa and she has no das, her husband can divorce her. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gagara also said Edith about this thing. Ektana bas Yisrael, whose father died in Shiva Yisoma, and she is married off by her mother and brother. This is only a nesu'in derabbanan. And she is married to a kohen. She can eat truma. Even though the nesu'in is only derabbanan, she can eat truma derabbanan. Now, truma derabbanan is truma bizmanes. Truma nowadays is only derabbanan. Or any truma that is taken off of Paris, chutz, from Tirosh, Dagan, and Yitzur, as only truma taken from Dagan, which is grain, Tirosh, which is wine, and Yitzur, which is olive oil, is considered truma deraisa. All other trumas are only derabbanan. The emesa balayorsa. If she dies, her husband inherits her property. Now, midaraisa, if somebody's wife dies, the husband inherits the property. But here, the nesu'in is only derabbanan. Even so, the husband inherits the property as hefker, bezdin hefker. Bezdin has the right to be mafker somebody's property and to give it to somebody else. So in this case, bezdin allowed the husband to inherit the property. Va'al hamerish hagadol shebanu babira sheyito adamav b'pnei takanas hashem. Another edus of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada was made about a beam that is stolen that was built into a building, that the ganef only has to return the value of the beam. He doesn't have to return the actual beam because of takanas hashavim, to motivate people to do tshuva and to return at least the value of the beam, as if we force the ganef to break the whole building in order to return the beam, it would be very difficult for the ganef to do tshuva. V'al achatas hagzula shelo noida l'rabim shehi mechaperes mipnei takanas hamizbeach. The final edus of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada was about a chatas that was stolen, that this was not known to the rabim. There weren't three people that knew that the chatas was stolen, that this chatas is mechaper because of the tikkun hamizbeach. You know, even though midaraisa, a chatas that is stolen is not kosher, and the person who brought the chatas would have to bring a different chatas. In this case, the chatas is mechaper, and the person does not have to bring a different chatas because of the tikkun hamizbeach. The tikkun hamizbeach is that when the kohanim found out that they ate a chatas that was stolen and that the chatas was not kosher, they will be very depressed and they will be hesitant to continue doing avodah. So therefore, the rabbanan were mitakin that the chatas is mechaper if there were not three people that knew that the chatas was stolen. But if three people knew that the chatas was stolen, this is a milsa de lo shchicha, an unusual case, and the rabbanan were not mitakin in an unusual case. Mesachet Din Perakei Mishnevot. Lo hayas sekreken b'Yehuda b'haruge hamuchama. There was no din sekreken in Yehuda during the times of haruge hamuchama. This is referring to the times of the Chorban Bayis Sheni, as it was exerted during that time to kill any Jew on sight. So therefore, if it's sekreken, this is referring to a gayish, a thief, takes karka from a Yisrael, and then another Yisrael buys the karka from him. There was no din sekreken, meaning that the original owner has no further claim to this karka, as since he is afraid for his life when the guy takes his karka. He gives it to him, b'lei shalom, in order that the guy will not kill him, so therefore he is nisyayish on the karka and he has no further claims to it. Any Yisrael who buys a karka from the sekreken can keep it. Meharuge hamochama veilich, after the times of haruge hamochama, that there was no more xeris to kill any Jew on sight, yesh bas sekreken, there was a din sekreken, meaning that the original owner still has claims on this karka even after the sekreken sells it to another Yisrael. Ketzad, what would be the din? Lakach me sekreken, v'chazar v'lakach mi bal bayis, mekho bat. Somebody who buys this karka from a sekreken, and then he gives money to the original owner to allow him to retain the karka, the mekach is batal, the sale is not valid, as the original owner, only allowed him to retain the karka because he was afraid of the sekreken. Since the sekreken falls in the karka, if he would not allow the sale to go through, maybe the sekreken would do something harmful to him. So therefore, he allowed the sale to go through, but the sale is not valid as the original owner did not allow him to keep the karka b'lev shel. Mibalabayis v'chadar v'lakach mi sekreken mechokat. But if the Yisrael approaches the original owner first and buys the karka from him, and then only after that he buys the karka from the sekreken, the mekach is kayim, and since he approached the original owner first and he allowed him to buy the karka, he did this b'lev shel and not out of fear of the sekreken. Lakach min ha'ish v'chadar v'lakach min ha'isha. Mekobot, somebody who buys from somebody's husband a piece of land that was written into the ksuba. This land was set aside that if the ish will divorce his wife, or if he will die, that the isha would take this karka as payment for ksuba. If the person, after buying the karka from the ish, then gives the money to the isha to allow him to retain the karka, the mekach is batal, as the only reason the isha allowed the sale to go through, as she was afraid that it would cause a lack of shalom bayis in the house since the husband sold the karka. So therefore, the sale is batal, as the ish had no right to sell a property that was written into the ksuba and set aside for the ksuba. Mene isha b'chadav alakach mene ish, mechokai. But if the person approaches the isha first, and she allows him to buy the karka, and then he goes ahead and buys the karka from the ish, the mechokai is kaim. And since the isha was approached first, and she allowed the sale to go through, so then she did this b'lev shalem, and the husband had the right to sell the karka. Zu Mishnah Rishon. This was written into the Mishnah originally. But the Bezdin that was after this Mishnah, they said that somebody who buys karka from a sekreken, he can keep the karka, the sale is valid, but he has to give the original owner one quarter of the price that he paid the sekreken. And since the sekreken got the karka for free, he probably sold it for a quarter less than the going price. So therefore, this quarter he has to give to the original owner, but he is allowed to hold on to the karka. And the sign is Mancha Embiyat on Likach. When do we say that the person who bought the karka can hold on to the karka? That is if the original owner does not have money to buy the karka from him. But if the original owner has the money to buy the karka from him, they have the right to buy it from him. The Yisrael who bought the karka from the sekreken has to allow the original owner to buy the karka from him for the price that he gave the sekreken. Rebbe Hoshe Bezdin v'nimnu. Rebbe put together a Bezdin and they decided Shem Shasa b'fnei sekreken Shneimah sechodesh Ko ha'kodem likach zacha Avonoisein lebalim revi. If the sekreken had held on to the karka already for 12 months before he sold it to Yisrael, then anybody who buys it has the right to keep it as long as he gives the original owner a revi. But the original owner no longer has the schus to buy the karka back from the Yisrael who bought it from him, since the sekreken had held on to the karka already for 12 months.